For today's episode, I want to talk to you about how to use application funnels to sell high ticket services. How to use application funnels to sell high ticket services. My name is Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. And this episode comes out of a conversation I was having with someone just yesterday. I'm not going to tell you specifically who that person is. It's not that relevant, except for to tell you that they have a very high ticket service. It's not copywriting, but it's another very high ticket service with discerning clients. And once again, I found myself recommending, hey, an application funnel is really the best option for this. And, you know, this is honestly what I recommend to pretty much anybody who has some high ticket service or high ticket offer for clients who are actually making more of an in-depth purchasing decision. And so I want to break that down for you today. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So once again, I was having this conversation yesterday, and this guy's really just trying to set up the conversion architecture for his business. And this conversion architecture the conversation that we had around building his conversion architecture, he said, if I'm able to actually get on the phone with an ideal client for this service, and I can have a one-on-one conversation with them, I can close them, no problem. And the other thing is I'm able to go out and I'm able to, for example, talk to somebody on a podcast and have a conversation about what it is that I do. And I naturally attract these types of clients to me through having those conversations. The key is how do we actually get someone who has expressed some kind of interest in my message to connect with me, and then to turn that person into a phone conversation so that they become a client without the phone conversation actually being, without just kind of opening myself to random phone calls at all hours of the day. And absolutely, this is something, I mean, this mirrors one for one with my experience as a copywriter selling high ticket copywriting services. It mirrors my experience when I've sold coaching services. It mirrors what I recommend to any kind of expert or high ticket service provider, or high ticket offer seller, where one critical component of the selling process is actually getting someone on the phone and having a discussion about how your solution can solve their problem, how it can meet their needs. And so my experience with these application funnels is I kind of stumbled into them, and I've built them through time. And today, probably my application funnel is as complex as it's ever been, but I have always continually kept my, I've kept my, client roster as full as I want it to be. As soon as I started realizing the power of an application, the power of screening clients as much as they are screening me. So let's dive into, I pose myself a few questions so that I can make sure that I deliver maximum value to you. So the first question here on my list is what is an application funnel? Well, put very simply, what this is you put an application out there for prospective clients, where you ask them a series of questions, where you are essentially qualifying or disqualifying them as being a good potential client for your service, for your offer. And they have to fill out that application in order to even get to you. Now, I have inspiration in this from Dan Kennedy, actually. And the way that Dan Kennedy's initial offer worked was, hey, I'm interested in working with Dan. And if I'm interested in working with Dan, the first step is I actually have to send a letter of no less than one page and no more than two. I have to fax it to his assistant, Vicky, and request information or request a conversation with Dan that way and say, here's my opportunity. Here's why I think it's a good fit for you. Here's why I want to work with you. Here's all of this that I want from you. And in a sense, it was an application. It was like a cover letter type application, right? They were applying, and Vicky would send that to Dan, and Dan would say, yeah, I'm interested in talking to this person, or no, I'm not interested in talking to this person. And then Vicky would reply to the person. She would offer to schedule a short period of time, like a short phone call with Dan, where they could just discuss any details. And if Dan approved them at that point, then the initial work agreement with Dan would be a paid consultation where he would lay out whatever he thought that person needed to do and how he might, in particular, be able to help them through his services. And at that point, he would often drop a, you know, high five-figure or six-figure project fee on them and say, this is how much it's going to cost to work with me. And it's absolutely a proven system. And Dan's point that he made in many times over was that he followed this same process when he could scarcely afford to not be getting clients. In other words, he was following a version of this process even when he could have taken that client immediately and, in fact, would have preferred to have taken a check from them immediately to cover any kinds of bills that were due. And that's an important point, especially if you are newer, that this application process is not reserved for people who are already, at the peak of what they do. And arguably, implementing this application process, implementing the principles that are behind this application process, in fact, are what will accelerate your path to becoming highly recognized as somebody who is high value in the services that you provide. And so an application funnel really, I mean, when it comes down to it, it is putting an application in front of prospective clients before they even have the opportunity to talk with you or work with you or whatever. It's a way of sifting and screening people, but it actually goes deeper than that. So the next question that I have on my list is why does it work? And it works because of the principle of scarcity. And actually, I covered this in my video yesterday on Robert Cialdini's, you know, seventh principle of influence. His principle number six was scarcity. And as humans, we tend to want what it is hard to get. We want what is less available. And by putting an application in front of your service, in front of your sales conversation in the first place, you actually put forward this principle of scarcity around your services, and you make your time more valuable. You make your services more valuable. You're increasing your perceived value by doing this. On the other hand, compare and contrast, I actually talked to somebody a while back, and this person was actually in a similar business to the business of this person that I spoke with yesterday. And the person that I had spoken with a while back, they basically had a calendar on their website that offered, I can't remember if it was 6 or 7 days a week, and it was like 16 hours a day if you wanted to book a conversation with this person, and almost all the slots were open. And when you are that available, when you are that available to potential clients, to potential buyers, what you're saying is that your time is not highly valuable. Your time is not in demand. And so while a customer service phone line or a sales line, an order line for some scalable product where the person who answers the phone is not the expert, While a phone operation like that maybe does need to be available with those big open hours and available on demand, if you are the expert, if you're selling expert services, you want to actually limit access as much as possible. And you want to make it at least put forward the perception that your time is in scarce supply. You use that principle of scarcity to increase the perceived value of your time. And so one major way to do that is to limit the amount of time that you have available, limit the publicly available time for your services. And so in an application funnel, what you're doing is you're implementing, this is another Dan Kennedy lesson, takeaway selling. The way that you present scarcity in many selling situations, especially these high ticket selling situations, is you explain to someone all the reasons that they're going to benefit from buying your offer. But then you pull back and you say, if you can get it, then here's all the ways that you're going to benefit. And it's like you're putting the cake in front of their face and you're taking it away from them, right? And that principle at work makes people want it even more. And so that's why it works. And specifically, like if you're gonna structure this application funnel. So, for example, this guy that I was talking to yesterday, in the short run, my recommendation for him is, hey, you need to put up an application to work with you. And after they've filled out the application, one of two things can happen. You can actually reply to them with a scheduling link if you feel like they are a qualified prospect for this high ticket service that you have. Or if they fill out the application, you can actually put them straight into a booking page where they're able to book a call with you right away. And even that act of putting the application in front of the booking link is often enough to implement this takeaway selling in a really effective way. Because they've already applied, they've already done the work of, I have to do this extra work, I have to qualify to get to them. And on that scheduling page, I would say all calls are subject to approval based on your application. And so that essentially gives you carte blanche to be able to cancel calls with people who are not a qualified fit for your service. And so there's an application page. There is, there's either a thank you, we'll be in touch with more information about scheduling, or it's a thank you. Now here's where you can schedule a call, noting that if we review your application and determine that you're not qualified, we reserve the right to cancel these calls. And so that's the fundamental like conversion architecture that has to take place. And then the question is, how do you drive qualified traffic to that? And there's a million different options there. But how does this fit? Like the question that I have, how does this fit in your total marketing mix? Well, ultimately, if you're selling a high ticket service, this is like the end of the path that you want them to walk down. It's the bottom of the funnel, and the top of the funnel becomes as wide as you make it. And so if this is the bottom of the funnel to get them to be interested in your high ticket services, the question is what different paths can you establish that lead people into the top of the funnel that take them to this ultimate destination? And so that may be creating content. That may be doing some paid advertising to your target market. That may be going on a million podcasts and getting a bunch of interviews. That may be like, how does it fit? There's a million ways that it can fit. The question is, how are you going to make it fit? That can be going out and meeting people in person and just saying, hey, I think we might be a good fit. I would encourage you, like I have an application on my website where you actually go and you fill out some information. Can I send you a link to that? And we can just figure out and we can have a conversation as to whether or not we're really qualified, and I can have those records available when I need them. And depending on the services, like that may be an appropriate thing versus doing a call scheduling. But this application funnel, like if you are selling high ticket services, ultimately this is an incredibly powerful way to present those services in a way that actually increases demand while creating conversions. And what's the result of this? Well, for one, this guy that I was talking with yesterday, he filled out an application. He scheduled a call with me when I sent him a scheduling link. And by the end of the call, actually really at the beginning of the call, but by the end of the call, he was basically ready to throw me money. He was basically ready to throw money my way for whatever I felt was the appropriate take on it. And in general, as a copywriter or marketing consultant, as I've done this over and over again, like this generates ultra high quality leads. It gets people feeling like, ooh, Roy is somebody that I need to pay attention to and somebody that I need to trust and an expert. And, you know, clearly he's valuable because he's making me apply to work with him. And I just have this process in place that gives me these high quality clients. And honestly, like I've done this over and over again in different ways. So for example, back when I was selling IT training, initially I started in the marketing department and then I had an opportunity to move into sales and really focus on high ticket sales because ultimately the financial opportunity at that company was going to be higher if I was using my marketing skills in sales. And so for 16, 18 months before I moved on and launched my copywriting and consulting business full time, I was doing sales from a marketing perspective there. And one of the things that I did is I took their highest ticket offers, their highest ticket solutions, which were like training library memberships. And I took those and I said, I created essentially an application funnel long before I even knew what a funnel was or application was or whatever. And I said, you can book a training consultation with me. Just fill out your information here about your needs and we will have a consultation about what your training needs are. And ultimately what happened, like we were selling anything from maybe it was $5,000 for a small staff membership to the training library up to $30,000 or more for a bigger solution. And I would just get lead after lead after lead after lead of these people running these IT departments who needed training for their staff, who would just get on the phone and talk to me about what they needed, and then they would send me purchase orders. And I was making all these big sales, because all these high ticket sales, because I'd implemented a really rudimentary early version of an application funnel long before I really understood the possibility there. So I've had success with it there. I had success with it in my copywriting and consulting business. I've recommended it to so many other people that, okay. So you have to nail down your offer. You have to nail down like what it is that you're actually selling. You have to understand how to have these conversations with people in a way that gets them, open to accepting your offer at the end of the call. But then you have to build, I call it a minimum viable funnel. And so many times for high ticket services, an application funnel, some kind of scheduling funnel like this, where you're getting people to apply, you're getting people to schedule a call with you if they're qualified. Some kind of application funnel like this is often the minimum viable funnel that you need. And you put this out there, and then you just figure out how to start conversations with your appropriate, your targeted audience. And, you know, again, there's a million ways that you can start those conversations, and it's going to vary from market to market, from industry to industry. But really, you just go out and you say, where is my audience and how can I put my message in front of them? And I found that it works just over and over and over and over and over and over and over again to have a process like this in place. And frankly, for many smaller businesses like boutique consulting services, boutique copywriting services, you know, small agencies, copywriters, especially freelance copywriters, especially who are really just running a solo business, coaches, anybody like that, selling high ticket services, even just having one really good application funnel is often all you really need to have your calendar flooded with all the clients that you can handle. So that's my thoughts on application funnels for today. I would encourage you, I'll include a link with this video to my Launch Your Client Business free mini course, and it goes through the entire foundation that you need to have in place over the course of three episodes to launch an effective client business. And you'll find that it's very much in alignment with what you're hearing in this video. If you haven't been through that yet, I would encourage you to check that out. Also, if you just want to go deep into getting clients and marketing and copywriting, then I would encourage you to check out my Breakthrough Marketing Secrets Insiders, or BTMS Insiders membership. It's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. And I'll include a link with this episode as well. My name is Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I'd love it if you'd leave a comment or review with this. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you're finding it and why. What are your takeaways? What are your action items? What are you getting out of this? And how's it changing how you're approaching marketing and business? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly. I appreciate that. And subscribe. Subscribe before you go. If you're not yet subscribed here, you can do that. Also, go to BreakthroughMarketingSecrets.com. Get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. Again, Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Thanks for watching. I always aim for that 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it in this episode, and I look forward to seeing you again next time. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.